Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is Angel with Royal Wednesdays podcast. I want to say hello to everybody. Good morning to you. I know we have been gone for a week or so, but what happened? Look, I had my mother's birthday weekend, and then I had an actual event on one week as well. So I've been kind of busy, busy, busy. But I'm back on it, back on it, back on it. So I know y'all might have missed me. You might have not. It's okay. But other than that, I just wanted to say good morning to everybody. And I hope that you are continuing to allow God to use you in this season. Amen. All right. So I'm going to be real brief with you. I got about a good three questions here. But I'm going to come out of Micah 6 and 8. Micah in the Bible 6 and 8. And it says, he hath slew thee, O man, what is good? And what doeth the Lord require of thee, but to do justly and to love mercy and to walk humbly with thy God? This right here is just kind of teaching you how, like, what God is requiring of us. He wants us to walk humbly. He wants us to show mercy. He wants us to show love and also be like God. And I ain't saying as in be God, as in doing what God does, but God is love. And if he is love, he wants us to show love. Amen. So make sure that we are being true to ourselves, as in educating our children, making sure that we pray for one another, making sure we live in according to how God wants us to live. Okay. Righteously. All right. So the first question, it says selling of your soul is not in the Bible per se. So why people say that? Can you give me an example or explain truthfully what they mean by selling your soul? Okay. Now, in the Bible, and I'm going to let you research the scripture, but it says, what does it profit a man to gain the whole world and to lose his soul? I know in the Bible, it also says that God basically is in charge of our soul, but it doesn't say in the Bible, sell your soul. But the scripture plainly and clearly says, what does it profit a man to gain the whole world? So when people fall in love with worldly things, when people want things as basically as not of God, like they fall in love with material, they fall in love with money, they fall in love with the hustle in the air. And then at that time, they're not really connected to God. They don't, you know, praise him. They don't worship him. They don't do anything with God. It's just more like, you know what? My hands is out. I'm just getting. And not understanding that the reason why you're getting is because of God. So don't think because you get now, you can't lose later. A lot of people, they don't prepare themselves at all for the next day. They just live for the now. And then all of a sudden when something happens, you know, you're not eating right. You're not taking care of your body. And all of a sudden your body shuts down because it's tired. And also your body shuts down because it's not getting the nutrition it needs. And then you wonder why you having all these issues and stuff like that. But selling your soul is a thing. We have people in entertainment that basically they give the enemy their soul because you decide to fall in love with the riches of the world. The enemy knows how to basically bribe you into wanting materialistic stuff. You know, like look what they got on TV now. Every parent there is in school, they are all so focused on getting their children, you know, these expensive shoes, LeBron James, Jordans, or whatever these expensive shoes is now out there. I don't even know the name, but you wearing $200 pairs of shoes. You living in an apartment. You know, look, you still renting your car. You know what I'm saying? You renting an apartment. It's just a lot of stuff that plays at hand that is this not really worthy of it. I'd rather have, you know, a decent pair of shoes on my feet that my feet won't have feet issues. I'd rather have on decent clothes, regardless of the name brand. If it looks cute to me, then I'll wear it. But they're so worried about fashion. They're so worried about proving a point that you got it like that or this, that, and the third. And they still, their brains are not educated. They're dumb as a box of rocks. And to me, that's sad because it shouldn't be that way. You shouldn't be dumb as a box of rocks. You shouldn't be illiterate. That's just not true. You shouldn't be that way, but you have people that are that way. They love material. So when you give, when the enemy promise you, oh, he promised you all the fame and fortune. He promised you all the money in the world and this, that, and the third. And, but you know, you got to, you know, sacrifice someone in your family. You got to do this. You got to do that. You have to, you know, lay down with the same sex. You have to do this. You have to do that. And they would do it just to get all of that. Just because they grew up with less in their life. So when they get with all these millions and this, that, and the third, they just do whatever to keep the million and get the million. But I don't want to lose my soul and lose myself, because that's basically what you're saying. You're losing yourself to the world by agreeing to do things of the world. God says in the word that we are not of the world. We're not supposed to be of the world, but we are of the world. Some of us, because you choose the things of the world. So you have to take that very seriously. So yeah, it doesn't say per se sell your soul in the Bible, but it's telling you what profit a man to gain the whole world and to lose his soul. So that means you can lose your soul in the process by giving it to the enemy, by doing things of the world. So we have to be careful with that. Everybody always be looking for the word to say specifically, but it's clear in the word is telling you what does it profit a man to gain the whole world and to lose his soul. That means you can lose your soul from God by not doing his will. So we got to take heed of that. Okay. Take heed. All right. So that's why we got to put our trust in nobody but God. Put our trust in God. If you're going to do something for God, do it for him. Don't do it to please man, because that's how you end up slipping. Amen. All right. So the second question, it says, do business owners or partners share personal lifestyles? So I had to email her back to understand what she was saying. When it comes down to a business partner, if y'all in business together, business folks do share, you know, information with each other. Because if you're a business, depend on the level of business. Because when it comes down to the level of business, if y'all business partners do share, you know, family situations and family events together. But when you're like the employee versus the manager or the boss or the CEO, y'all don't hang together. It's not saying that y'all can't have communication, but when it comes down to your level of people that you're with, if I'm the CEO, it's no way we don't, unless we come into an event where the business is together and we all interacting, there's nothing wrong with me communicating with the employees. But when it comes down to us going out to a personal level, the CEO don't hang out with the employee. That's not a level of no, because that no. If I'm out in say like this, the employee is a party hopper. They go to club, they drink and this, that, and the third. And then I'm the CEO and I'm getting drunk as a fish with you. That doesn't even look good on my part as a CEO. I am a CEO of my company. I'm not getting drunk with my employees. I'm not doing stuff like that. No. When you see me come in, it's always business. Are we on a personal level? No. You probably will see some things with my personal, but you won't know the full history of my personal. But a business partner, we're on a different level. We are partners. So in partnership, we will share personal. You may see my children. I may invite you to an event, different things like that. That's a different level of partnership. Okay. But if you got a partner that's not really being a partner, you definitely got to question who their stance is. Okay. So yes, partnership, yes, but not when it comes down to a smaller level employee. No. Okay. All right. So how to start your business advice. I'm going to give you three nuggets. How to start a business or a nonprofit. You first got to figure out what you want to call your business or nonprofit. Once you figure out the name, you got to go to the state, your state of where you're from, to search and see if the name is taken already. And if it is taken, you have to create another name and keep searching that point. Then from that point, you get your EIN number. Once you get your EIN number and you search for it, you get your EIN number, then you turn around and you get the stuff that you need. And okay, sorry y'all. But then after you search that, you get the you get your EIN number, and then from there you have to do other like getting your business plan together is the next step. So once you get your business plan together, then you can start maybe applying for grants. You can get loans, different things like that. But you got to apply yourself. So first, get the name. First, then second, get the EIN number. Then three, get your business plan together. I love you. Y'all have a great day.